Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former Connecticut Democratic Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. That's according to a statement from his family. He was the first Jewish American on the presidential ticket of one of the two major parties. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben has this remembrance.
Joe Lieberman was first elected to the Senate in 1988, and he gained national attention as Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election. The centrist senator was defeated in a 2006 Democratic Senate primary. However, he won re-election by running as an independent, and he served his final term in the Senate as an independent. Centrism became integral to Lieberman's identity. In 2008, he supported Republican John McCain in his presidential bid against Barack Obama. In recent years, he was founding chairman of the centrist group No Labels, which is founding a bipartisan unity ticket for the 2024 presidential race. That effort has drawn criticism as being a potential spoiler for the major parties. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Even as divers continue their search for missing construction workers following the collapse of a bridge in Baltimore, investigators are looking at evidence in the case. An apparently out-of-control container ship smashed into the bridge's support structure early Tuesday morning, causing the massive structure to crash into the water and onto the ship. The bodies of two workers were recovered today. Other workers who were on the bridge at the time are missing and presumed dead. The Biden administration is promising an aggressive effort to reopen the Port of Baltimore to shipping traffic and rebuild the structure. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen toured a factory in Georgia today that will soon start making solar cells for the first time in 7 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Yellen says federal tax credits help pave the way for the plant's reopening.
The Suniva factory in Norcross, Georgia, was one of the first plants in the country to manufacture solar cells when it opened back in 2007. It struggled to compete, though, with cheaper solar imports, and the factory was shuttered 10 years later. Now, Suniva's trying again. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen credits clean energy tax breaks in the Inflation Reduction Act, which are designed to encourage domestic manufacturing.
Thanks to the IRA, investing in clean energy is a good value proposition today and for the future.
Yellen notes that solar energy accounts for more than half the new power generating capacity added in the U.S. last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump has lashed out at a New York judge who placed him under a gag order in order to prevent outbursts. The order, in connection with Trump's upcoming hush money trial, bars him from talking about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. Trump on social media called the order, quote, illegal, un-American, and unconstitutional. The order does not bar comments about the judge or his family. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow up 477 points. The Nasdaq rose 83 points. You're listening to NPR. New York is moving to become the first city with congestion tolls for drivers entering a large swath of its downtown. Transit authorities approving a congestion pricing plan would authorize a $15 toll for passenger vehicles entering the city during the day below 60th Street, a zone roughly south of Central Park. Supporters of the measure say it's expected to raise $1 billion a year to fund improvements to the city's subway system and also push more people to use public transport. Opponents say it's unfairly penalizing consumers who drive into the city. Homeland Security will soon be requiring companies working in critical infrastructure to report cyber attacks to the government in a timely manner. Otherwise, the company could face fines. More from NPR's Jenna McLaughlin.
In 2022, Congress passed a law that would require owners and operators of U.S. critical infrastructure to report cyber incidents to the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency, CISA. That includes everything from the power grid to oil and gas pipelines. Now, CISA is releasing an initial version of those specific rules, or a notice of proposed rulemaking. Companies will have 72 hours to share cyber incidents and 24 hours after making a ransom payment to a cyber criminal group. CISA expects over 300,000 organizations will be accountable to the new rules. If companies fail to comply, they could be subpoenaed or referred to the Justice Department for potential civil action. The government believes these rules are vital during a time of rampant cyber attacks against U.S. companies. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground today. Oil down 27 cents a barrel to end the session at $81.35 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.